We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting, of course, from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them sincerely for their contribution. I want to thank our video stream operator, Connor O'Donnell, for all of his hard work, and we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this May 4th.
Yes, May the 4th be with you. What? Thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
This is not pretty.
And Ray Diaz, God love you, man. You are just the straw that stirs the wings under our sails.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, anytime. And Sean Sears helped out this morning, too. Thanks, Sean.
Collaboration.
We all collaborate, and what a joy and honor it is now to welcome in our friends and colleagues. It's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, guys. I don't have the words.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
I don't have the words.
Happy Star Wars Day, or as many persnickety jazz fans want it to be, Dave Brubeck Day, because of his experiments with time signatures. They believe that 5-4 should be for Brubeck and not necessarily for Star Wars, but that's neither here nor there.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue that way, though, yeah. Dan.
Who do you think are worse and more geeky, Star Wars fans or Brubeck guys? I mean, just as one of each.
I would imagine there's some pretty serious crossover there, probably. But if you, sure. If you start talking about the people who got, and I was reading about it today, it loses me so fast because music theory is not an area where I'm, you know, that's probably Layla's bailiwick, to talk about the 1959 album Time Out and 5-4 time and 9-8 time for Time Out and Blue Rondo a la Turk and what that did and sort of why people are entertained by it and the psychology of the mental frisson of the what the time signatures do to the brain. It's interesting stuff about why it lights up certain parts of our cognition.
5-4 time sucks and it's a nightmare to play, and that's why I didn't like do music school, especially not at North Texas, which is specifically a music and jazz school.
Wait, why does it suck?
It's so difficult. Like, jazz is difficult to play. You have to be a very, very talented musician. That's not me.
And you can't swing it either. You can't swing in 5-4 time, which is sort of the jazz critics say that Brubeck was getting away from bebop tradition in that regard.
At least with Star Wars, there's machines and stuff, and like you destroy things.
Dan referred to Layla's bailiwick. Would that be the name of your band, Layla?
Layla's no, I'm bailiwick? Not that clever. No. It'd probably just be like, here's Layla with some other people. We play stuff.
Yeah, you have the viola, the fronting everything. I don't know if there's a band with a lead viola player.
No, that's an antithesis.
Hmm.
We play harmony. What a riveting way to begin a Tuesday morning with the alto clef in 5/4 time.
Well, I mean, would you rather talk Chicago sports where the Bears are our shining light? Whoever thought that here we are, and our hope, our source of hope and joy is the Bears. Yikes.
Tough day. Tough day for White Sox fans. Tough day looking forward. Yeah, I just did not that was the worst possible news.
Molly, how you doing?
Not as happy as I'd been. You know, I was saying this, guys. I don't know why, but just the people that contacted me seemed like the horror of the news on Louis Robert, coupled with the ridiculous, you know, we're not going to actually rehabilitate Adam Engel. We're just going to keep getting him hurt. And it brought back Aloy's injury as if for the first time. People that were talking to me were not speaking of one injury. It was the multiples, and it was all of the, you know, and I thought we had kind of moved beyond things a little bit, but it was as if the one trauma reminded others of the old trauma, and we wanted to double trauma things up. And by the way, let's have a minor trauma about the other guy, too. So we got 2.5 traumas going on.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Too much. I don't know that I should say it, but I feel like I have to say it in the interest of being honest and a good teammate. Dan, do you remember the day where I said, thank God Luis Robert is healthy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I don't think you caused anything, but I do think that we just have to, you know, enjoy what you have when you have it, I guess, is the lesson to be learned. I mean, you go from the most dynamic, exciting young outfield, arguably, in baseball, to the worst outfield in baseball. That's what they are right now.
Go Bears!
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, it's just that's the worst. That's barely a major league outfield at the moment.
But understand it. I mean, you understand why they're in the situation they're in. They'll get Adam Engel back. It won't be the worst. And, you know, you kind of just have to grind through this little phase until you figure out a direction and you get people healthy, if they're ever going to be healthy.
David insisting that Andrew Vaughn can play center field. I think that's pushing it.
Roy.
I did not, for the record, say that, okay? But that's fun to consider.
You thought it. It went through your mind. I know it.
Hey, Tim Anderson, Andrew Vaughn, who else can go out there?
Yeah, he wants to move Tim Anderson to center field. Justin Fields a happy thought.
Yeah, even play him at shortstop and put Tim Anderson back in center and roll with that, right?
Ooh. Thank you.
Wait a second. Russell Wilson has baseball background too. Maybe this is the way we finally get him out of Seattle, huh?
How about Chris Bryant?
I like it.
Oh, that's sexy. But what are you giving up for Chris Bryant? Because they're going to want the farm.
Just saying. I'm just saying what Bruce told me.
Yeah, I'm not giving up anything right now. I am playing for next season, and no. I am not extending.
No.
You play for this season. You just play different.
I don't quit. I'm not saying quit. I'm saying
you said you're ready for next season.
No,
quitter.
I'm not quitting, but the one thing I'm definitely not doing is compromising the chance of an extended competitive phase right now. I am keeping my powder dry when it comes to assets, because
you're
this
keeping
is
your powder dry by quitting.
No, I'm not.
I'm
definitely not.
I'm
not expending treasure chasing this year.
Like what treasure? I mean, what wouldn't
prospects,
you give up?
And, I mean, I'm not. If you want to sign somebody off the street, I'm cool with that. If it's just money, fine.
Yeah,
I don't care about money.
I'm with you.
Yeah, just go ahead and spend. If you want to acquire somebody, if you want to trade cash for somebody, that's fine. But this is the most important thing is making sure that you don't do anything to jeopardize the larger competitive phase.
My only concern with that is that you really have to hope that Lance Lynn is going to be the same dude next year and that you sign him, because you gave up Dane Dunning and his years of control for him and another prospect.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to see where you are in a month. I think you have to play it by year. You could be in a position, despite these injuries, that you're going to win the division in a winnable division, and you go into the postseason with a pitching staff that has a special weapon in Michael Kopech. You've got starters that you may not have next year or while your competitive window is open, and you may feel like you're in a mode of go for it. And I'm not saying sell the farm, but I don't think that anybody would be deemed untouchable necessarily if you're getting the right player. If you got a player at the trade deadline that would put you over the top if you are where you think you could be, I don't think you close your mind to that.
They'd have to be a pretty special turnaround in the overall quality of play between now and then. I mean, the bullpen's going to have to get better. You've had a pretty ordinary bullpen turn this year from guys who were supposed to be really special. And if that starts to crackle a little bit, you're talking about a little different story. I also wish that they had a better manager. And we'll argue all day about whether or not it's two wins or three wins on a season, but I don't have any level of trust that now with it, some of it meaning more, and not just lineup construction, but getting the most out of everything with your team, I'm dubious as to what this means now for decisions being more important instead of less important. You're not just rolling out the same talented group of guys every day, and now those decisions loom larger.
The wins above replacement margin has gotten pretty thin.
You lost 10 wins in your outfield.
Aloy and Luis Robert. Like, that's it. Like, your cushion just got real skinny.
You wonder about Lance Lynn next year, Layla. What about Tony La Russa? Will he be better? Will he be able to hold up next year?
Man, I'm just trying to get through April and May. You could argue that 3 wins at least are already off the books because of some decisions that were made.
No doubt about it.
That's the real frustration part. So now you start adding up all the wins, and those do make a difference, even in a division right now like the Central that looks the way it does. Because let's keep in mind, Kansas City has come to play so far. I never thought I would be saying that this early in their rebuild.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Maybe.
But look, do you think the Twins are going
to? I'm not ready to like declare the Sox that you have to quit the season or start planning differently. The 27 games, they got 135 to go. It may all fall apart. The wheels may fall off, or they may pitch their way into contention and convince people that, you know, this is one of those years that bad things have happened, but. I don't know. I think it's way too early to make any sort of clear declarations.
I would argue that all of the things I'm saying prompt you to make a move. That this is the year to make a move. And these are the reasons why.
I'm probably more inclined to agree with that.
Especially because of Lance Lynn. And also Liam Hendricks. You don't know how long that arm's going to last either. And you paid a pretty penny to contend this year.
It's the worst possible thing that could. I mean, you're two. I mean, I just can't believe you're down 10 outfield wins, and the defensive issues now. I mean, the turning a fly ball into an out is an ordeal now. I mean, some of the catches even that Eaton makes with these last second lunges, where it looks like the ball is dancing on him as he's going for it. I mean, everything hit in the air is an adventure.
I was saying, you know, even in the game where he got hurt, Luis Robert, like there was like a line drive to Vaughn and he moved over to his left and he caught the ball. But you saw Luis Robert just kind of floating behind him, like ready. If anything happens, here I am. Don't anyone fear anything. So now you lose that element. God, I loved watching him play center field. It was so much fun.
And the larger issues for me, and I have some calls out to some experts who know far more than I about the way these bodies heal, but how you come back from a completely avulsed hip flexor muscle and what we can expect now, there's some differing opinion depending on how it tore. You know, was there a piece of the bone that came off with it? Can that be used to put it back on? Will they have to tack it on? Can it heal by itself? How well vascularized is it? You know, and there are concerns about Eloy Jimenez with how strange his injury was and the kind of power you're going to have with that sort of front side dominant swing that when, if we're talking about the future and talking about the larger picture of the competitive phase, are we going to get back these same players? And that's we can only hope and rely on their trainers and their strength and conditioning coaches and doctors to do that.
Was I the only one who was surprised that there was no difference in the prognosis or the time off, whether or not there is surgery or no surgery for Luis Robert?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm talking to a couple of doctors about why that is, and The answers that I've gotten say it completely depends, because when we say hip flexor, that's a catch-all term for a group of muscles. It's not one single muscle. It's like the iliopsoas, the rectus femoris, there's a part of the quadriceps, and there's a lot of unanswered questions. There are some redundancies in there that may allow somebody to work around the injury, but I don't know. I don't know why they say that it can heal on its own. I don't know how something torn in two can sort of find its way back together.
I wonder if that's
like a relationship gone bad. I just go to the dark place on all of this right now. Really? I just can't believe Jimenez and Robert are injured.
Layla, expand on that one. How is it like a relationship gone bad?
You're the writer. You guys are the ones who actually like did the whole big journalism with the big J thing. You tell me how the metaphor works. Okay. I just majored in it and then decided to go on broadcast.
Excellent. Oh, I'm going to go with that, though. I'm going to try to expand on that one.
Do they do?
It is a relationship with your muscles that went bad. It's a tear.
Do the White Sox do the public funeral thing again, like they did for Aloy?
What else is Abreu going to put in his pocket?
Right, I want to just
somebody on Twitter is doing an account called Aloy's Ghost, where like they keep like fade out superimposing like the ghosts from Billy Madison, you know, like Chubbs and like the Gator, and Aloy Jimenez like faded out doing the high mom over Guaranteed Rate Field. And I don't know who you are, but that cracks me up every time. But it's also kind of dark.
Yeah, it is. Oh boy. What else can you do but laugh? I suppose.
Cry.
Really just not something we wanted.
Yeah, with 130 games left. I mean, God.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the Bulls were our hope? Like when everybody else was letting us down and the Bulls were the hope?
So the Blackhawks were eliminated last night. Were the Bulls too? I mean, are they still technically around? Haven't they finished?
Technically, yeah, I think so.
They're technically still alive because of that play-in
situation. Yeah, I think Zach LaVine returns Thursday, right? That's when they think he could be playing.
And Lauri Markkanen says he thinks he's still an NBA starter, technically. I don't think he used the word technically, but that would be the only way to consider it. Technicality.
Yeah, Hawks were tough to watch last night. They've been tough to watch lately.
They pulled the goalie.
Yeah. And if Colin Delia finally got some time, and maybe he'll get some more, because now you're not really playing for anything except for next season, developmental. But, yeah, that was ugly. It was ugly. Again, it's been tough.
Yeah, the Hawks are pretty much on the pay-no-mind list at this point, and the Bulls are getting close. Because if I'm the Bulls, I do actively tank now. That it's time. If you're going to try to preserve that pick and work your way into the top four, I don't think there's any argument now for you got to quote unquote rest people. You got to make sure that you're seeing what you have in the bottom of your roster, whatever euphemisms you want to use. I think the best way they can get closer to winning a championship is by losing out.
I think all they have to do is keep playing, Dan, and they'll lose out.
They probably will. No, yeah, they probably will, but I think you've got to try to make sure that happens.
As long as they keep game time scratching Vooch, and Zach LaVine is in some sort of bizarre protocol limbo where somehow he's able to sit with the team but not actually play.
Yeah, it's weird.
That we were talking about that yesterday before the show about how like
it, conditioning. I understand. I mean, that could be possibly something. I don't know. You feel bad for him, though, because he was having that kind of a career year, the All-Star thing, and then it ends this way. He's been unable to do anything, and now just sort of you wonder the wisdom if he does come back, why?
It could be cardiac issues with him, too. Have you read the specifics of Evan Fournier's recovery from COVID? When he's been really open, one of the few athletes who's been, as he's been doing, has been extremely open sharing what he's been going through about his issues with depth perception and some of these larger sort of unexpected outcomes that he's dealing with here. From, you know, he's not symptomatic in other ways, but he had sort of this reset on his proprioception and depth perception that's really plaguing him.
What have you today?
Sadness.
Yes, sadness. Tony. Death and despair, sorrow and grief and murder. Steve Stone will join us at 9:40. Craig Calcaterra, always our shining light, at 10. We got some fun stuff, fun with Bears sound after that. The Midday Midway, Robert Mays, who covers the NFL for The Athletic, and we'll talk about what the Bulls are and where they're headed, and we'll finish the show with 71 seconds of hockey talk.
All right. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.